Yeah, I'm still fighting it. I'm still, quitting to, you know, quitting to quit, but, I've got it knocked down to where I'm only smoking about a half a pack a day now, so it's more of the light up and have one just to cure the craving, and it usually, you know, subsides for a few hours to, you know, sometimes even 6 hours in between them, so... But, yep, definitely still working on the quick part. But, good talking to you. My name's Rick. I'm in New Lothrop, and, I'll say have yourself a good, fine rest of your evening there, and, hopefully we'll talk again soon. Like I said, I'm monitoring both sites, so. WIDG 959, also known as Kilo Foxtrot 8 Bravo Lima X-ray. 73.
All right, that was going to be my next question, so you answered that. All right, catch you later. WRUU 850.
Hey, 850, I got a quick question for you before you go, if it's okay. WSOZ 793.
Sure.
You're talking about Wild Fills. You're talking about the one on M19 there. Go ahead.
Oh, God, no. I've been to that one. I remember when I quit smoking, I was just absolutely freaking out, and I went into that one. That's my memory of that one, up there by Richmond. And they were the ones to turn me on to vaping, and I vaped for a little while, and that actually got me off cigarettes. I don't recommend it for everybody. You know, you got to have a certain mindset. You got to be ready to quit, but that helps. Yeah, but you already got to be ready to quit, you know. So that ain't gonna get you there, because it's no substitute, that's for sure. But yeah, that's the only experience I ever had with just to make a long story even longer. Only experience I ever had with M19 Wild Bills was then. No, the one I was referring to, you know, first was the guys over at 12 Mile and Mound, and you know, love them guys. They're like, you know, they're I wouldn't, you know, like family, but I mean they're great guys. I've known them for years. And we did a lot of stuff, you know, beyond just, you know, them working there. And then they moved over to the one at 12 and John R., and I used to go there to get my wife's cigarettes, and then they just quit, and they're not there anymore. I still talk to them. They're on to bigger and better things, but yeah, it's the two down this way, Madison Heights, Warren.